Yeah, and so I just got up hella fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I think that's probably why I didn't even know what the fuck, you know, like, what was happening, like, around me, you know?
Right.
I was just running, probably still drunk, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, you're still drunk like hell.
Yeah.
Fucking walls are shaking on you.
Yeah, it was scary, but it was like, I knew what I was doing. Because I practiced so much in school.
We did practice a lot in school.
Yeah.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, but, like, I heard now, you're not even supposed to go underneath, like,
what?
Door frames and stuff like that. Like, your safest bet is to, like, go in an open field. But it's just, like, how the hell, like...
That is your safest bet. What
how are you
though?
Just gonna find, like, an open field? Like, when it's happening.
You're on the 90th floor of this building. Yeah. Good luck.
Seriously, it's like happening right then and there. Let me just like whip out my GPS.
Football
field.
Yeah, right, dude. Everything's shaking me. You can't run in that shit.
Yeah, I know. But it's weird because I didn't even like really notice that. Running.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I experienced an earthquake at school.
Really?
Yeah. And it was really funny because I was like, for some reason on this day, it was on a day when I showed up late to school. I don't remember why I showed up late, but I was, and this is when I was like in school suspension at Toledo Elementary, like for most of the year.
In elementary, you're in school suspension.
I was like in second grade.
Well, that would be like the perfect place because you do all your drills there. So it's like, I know exactly what to do when it's happening.
But the thing is we, like, show up, or I show up late, and then, like, everyone's around the teacher, right? And, like, sitting around the teacher on the floor, and she's, like, reading a book or something, or teaching us, you know? And, fucking memory. Oh, I take off my jacket. Place it on my chair, and then I came over, and right when I squatted, and like I remember this because it's so like imprinted on my mind because of the earthquake.
Yeah.
I remember jumping in the air and like doing a crisscross and sitting down, and the moment my ass hit the ground, I kid you fucking not, on my life, it started shaking. And then this chick goes, after a few seconds, this chick goes, "What the fuck are you doing? Get underneath the fucking desk!" And then everyone scattered and ran for it. And grabbed a fucking, the leg of the fucking table. That shit was fucking funny.
You're supposed to...
And we ducked, well, we grabbed the leg of the table, right? Underneath the table, and then covered our heads with other arm. But, yeah, that shit was fucking funny. Like, the timing couldn't be any more perfect. And then her response.
She's like, "These dumbass kids, come
on." Pretty much. And she's like, and she's already underneath. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" That shit was fucking funny.
She's like, "Fuck you guys."
We all froze.
She doesn't even take one of the kids at all.
It was a student.
It was a student?
Even the teacher was frozen.
Oh my god, how old were you guys?
I think we were in like seven. It was like, I had to be, because I remember being there in like second. I was there from like kindergarten to second grade. And in third grade, I went to Snohomish. And I went to Emerson for a while, for that 1 year. And then I went back to Tulalip fourth grade. So one of those fucking grades. I don't know. I can't remember which one.
So you're young.
Huh?
You're young. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was yelling.
The students freaking said that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Students said that. She was. I think her name's like Tia or some shit like that. Some T name, Toddy.
It's funny how we like remember such like random shit,
right?
And we can't like really remember like what we're trying to remember, you know?
Yeah.
Our mind is just like filled
with fucking. Yeah, our memory is shit. Like everyone's memory though. You know?
Yeah.
It's not just Like, everyone, if you notice, everyone has a hard time remembering shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of, like, what I was talking with my sister about last night.
Yeah.
They're talking about, like, how we only use, like, 10% of our brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if we, like, used a full 100?
Here's the thing about that. As I understand it, you do use 100% of your brain. It's just different portion. Times. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes total sense.
Because each different, like, part of your brain is meant for something. And you activate that, like, you know, like, right. Like, right now. Like, what's happening right now is activating different parts of my mind.
Yeah. But, like, what would happen if, like, you know, like, when you freaking just, like, seize up or something?
That's what I was literally just like, eh. Like, you just broke the matrix. And then the game just freezes. You know what I'm saying?
Smoke starts coming out.
And then you're like, can you imagine, like, seeing that and going, whoa, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking true.
I wonder, what's, like, the dream state in your brain?
You know what's crazy? I've been having the craziest dreams since I've been not smoking so much.
Really?
Yeah. Like, vivid dreams.
Like things that happened? Or, like, just, like,
just weird shit. Like, this morning I had this dream where, like, okay, I, like, ran into these two dudes, and one of them was my fucking older cousin, Drew, who I've not seen in fucking years. Years. I've not seen him for years. And this rain, god damn it. See, look, it's worse up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because I literally live in the fucking rainforest.
Yeah.
Of Washington. But, no. And then it was his buddy. My cousin Drew, his buddy. And then my cousin Drew. He was fucking, cocky little bastard.
What the fuck?
He was a cocky little bastard and it was a dick. And I was like troubled, but in a troubled way. You know? Like, his ego was getting the best of him. And I was like, noticing it. And I was like, what the fuck? And then his buddy was like, the fucking thing. You know, like, the thing that was almost causing it, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, we're on a boat. And we're going through the river, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like swampy river. And it's like thick, brown, like shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, it's like, swampy, swoosh, thick mud, shit. And
they have what?
I'll show you.
Alright.
Oh, wait, I can't. It has, like, little, okay, so if you actually go there, you go in, and it has, like, a Harry Potter section, and then it has, like, a
Harry Potter section?
It's like these little... It's like little action figure kind of thing.
Are they the poppet things?
What is
it? Or the pop fucking dolls? The big heads?
I think, but... Yeah, they're like... Yeah.
Is it those things?
I think so, yeah. They're like little... Cute little characters.
Yeah.
From like the movies and
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know... A lot of people collect those things.
Yeah, I just recently met my older sister. Well, I met her when I was a baby, but
what?
That's it. Yeah. Her name's Ashley.
You have a sister named Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. How much older is she?
She's like the same age as Elisa.
How old is Elisa?
She's 26.
And this is your dad's daughter?
No. Wait, Ashley's, yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say it would make more sense if that was the case because...
No, yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for your mom. That means that it would have been at the same time. Twins.
Kind of, yeah. I think she's like a year younger or a year older. But we have a lot in common, it's so weird. Oh, wait, I actually have a picture.
Really?
In my wallet. I took Nevaeh, too, because she's never met her.
Yeah. Oh, that's her sister.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. You guys look hella alike.
I know.
What the hell? But the one in the center, though, she does look like a troublemaker.
Huh?
She does look like a little troublemaker.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You want to smoke with Marilyn?
Yeah, sure. She collects them. That's dense. She collects them and everything. And I got Kevin Malone from The Office.
Kevin Malone?
Yeah. From The Office. Have you seen The Office?
I've seen The Office. Who's Kevin Malone?
The guy who dropped his pot of chili.
The fat dude?
Yeah. With the bald head in accounting.
Yeah.
I have him with his pot of chili.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The pop?
The pot of chili.
The pot of chili?
Mm-hmm. Because he, like, there's this episode where he, like, stayed up all night cooking, like, a pot of chili.
Yeah.
To bring to work and, like, share it with everyone. And then, like, right when he got in, he, like, dropped it everywhere. And then he was scooping it up, like, freaking with his hands, and then, like, a clipboard.
Oh, my God.
He was, like, hella sad about it.
That show is ridiculous. I've seen it a long time. I remember binge-watching it when I was, like, 19.
I binge-watched it when I was 20. I finished the whole season. Dang. I mean, the whole series.
Yeah.
And I have the DVDs.
It's been almost 10 years since I've seen that shit. So.
Really? You haven't watched it at all?
Like, I've seen, like, clips here and there, you know, like, on internet, interwebs, but this fucking squeaking is annoying the fuck out
of me. I'm really good at blocking out noises, like, outside of what I'm trying to hear.
I need, like, some weed.
You need some
I
what?
Oh,
WD-40. You're gonna put that on there?
No. I'm just gonna put it on my finger and rub it.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know if I want to smoke with you.
I'm just gonna rub it on the outside edge so that way it doesn't squeak so much. Come on, fucker. Oh, that's wrong.
Is it burned?
No.
Okay.
The main ingredient in this is water.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what the W stands for.
My car came with two little things of oil.
Really?
In the back. They put it in there. They knew it was my first car. And it like came with. And
that's cool.
Oh, that's so much better. Yeah, it is.
That's all it took. Anyways, they gave you 2 quarts in oil. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
That's smart, well, too. That's a good...
Because they did it. They changed.
Where'd you go to get your car?
Just this little... These people. This couple.
That's,
yeah, this guy, that's nice he wanted to take it with him, but it's black on black.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he moved to Arizona. And he's like, that's way too hot.
Yeah.
And so he was, it was listed at $1,500 and I got it down to $1,000.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's good. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to drive it yet.
That's Cornholio.
Aw. Hi. Oh, he looked at me. And he's like about to walk.
She.
Oh, she?
It's a hen.
It's a hen?
It's a hen.
Oh, it's a hen.
Lays eggs. Oh, we should check if we have some eggs.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hi. Hi. You're so cute.
Ginger.
Ginger?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger.
She's named after her color.
Yeah. what if you were named after her color? That would be so cute.
That would be funny. And then Sable is named after her color.
What's the color?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that. What?
I didn't know that either.
That's a cool name, though.
Mm-hmm. Sable. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like something you'd name a horse.
Right. Like a stable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. God, this is so much better. It's easier to grind too.
Boots and cats.
That's what it looks like. Boots and cats. Oh, this is good. This is gonna be some fire.
It looks like it.
I'm gonna grind it all up. I can't wait. I'm like shaking.
Why?
I don't know. Am I shaking?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, and you worked out.
And I worked out and had a bang. Energy drink. Had a bang energy drink.
Oh. You said a bag. Like a bang.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's they sell it at Planet Fitness.
Bangs are, yeah. That's why you're shaking.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to have some breakfast. I'm gonna have bacon, eggs.
Bacon.
You want some?
Sure.
Should we, what else should we have? Toast?
That's what you made for me last time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't enjoy it because I just got my teeth tiny. Oh. I was just sitting there and it took me forever to eat it.
That sucks. I forgot you had braces.
Yeah.
I had braces too.
Yeah, I remember you
took them
off yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was just like, I was 20 years old. I got them when I was 18. And they were starting to fall out. Like, they were falling off already on the molars. Oh. And so I was like, well, I got to fucking take the rest of it out. And so I just thought, I was like, thought to myself, okay, how do I go about this? And I know there's rubber bands on there. I take the rubber bands off. And you can take the pliers, pull the wire out. Now all you have is the brackets. And then one by one, pop them off. Pop, pop, pop. And then for years, till I was like, from that time on, when I was 20, till I was like, 26, 25 or 26, I had glue residue left on my teeth for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I always, because whenever they I only had two brackets pop off.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it like, because I had to like make the appointment or like wait until my next appointment. Damn. To like go and do it.
Yeah.
And so I would always just like rub my teeth against it, and it was being, it was like chalk, like fingernails on chalkboard. It like crunched me so hard. Mm. I hated the feeling.
Yeah, and then that, it was nice though to finally get that shit grinding off my teeth though. And then feel how smooth it was. Like, mm-hmm. Yes. It felt weird for a bit though, because it was so, I got so used to having that shit on my teeth, the adhesive. that they put on there. Oh, she's all ground up. I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Okay. I should have done it before.
think this is clean. Yeah, sorry, I brushed my teeth too.
Oh,
yeah, I wanted a clean mouth. Okay.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Wet, sticky. Thick. Jesus.
When you hydroplane, when you're driving,
yeah.
Do you like keep the steering wheel straight, like just hold it straight?
Yeah. Okay. That's all you gotta do. Hold it straight. And slow down.
Yeah, you like let your foot off the brake. I mean the gas.
Yeah. All right. Let's let this out. This is gonna be good. Oh my god. Soft like a
pillow?
Huh?
Pillow?
Yeah, like a pillow. It's like a pillow of weed. Like, this would be good stuffing for a pillow. Not really. I'd end up smoking it all.
Flat and
hard. I know. It would be end up all flat and shit. Alright, you ready? Wow. You want the torch? I'm just kidding.
I was like, I can use my little baby torch. Whoa.
Pretty cool, huh?
Have you always had this?
Had it since October last year, or November, one of those times. Thank you. How's it?
Tastes okay.
It's okay?
Oh, no, it tastes good.
Oh, I was like, what? It's only okay? I hope it's okay.
Oh, wow. That should be one of those commercials. You're supposed to do that when you smoke it?
You can.
Wow. You know those commercials where it's like... You're in okay hands, and you should, like, just okay, and it's like, yeah.
Say again?
You know those commercials where it's like the movers, they're like, she's like, hey, be careful with that, my grandmother, like, it was my grandmother's, and he's like, oh, you're fine, it's in okay hands, like, instead of it's in good hands, it's okay hands. And then she's like, just okay. It's like an insurance
commercial. Just that okay?
Insurance commercial.
Huh. Is it on...
I don't know. But it just reminded me. It's like, it's just okay. That'd be a good commercial
too. Oh, what I said? Oh, yeah. Okay. You ready for breakfast?
Yeah.
Let's go. You too?
Yeah.
Kaylee
like,
too.
I don't like, you know, like, that's just the closest thing I can do when putting a label on me.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, I'm not really a religious person.
Me neither.
At all. Like,
me
neither. I don't know. There's so many different things I like about them and that I don't like about them, and they're all just so different, but they believe in, like, technically the same thing.
Yeah.
And just like, obviously there's some miscommunication here. Everything's a little bit different.
Yeah,
like, if a game of telephone, yeah. Basically, throughout religions.
Well, everything, yeah.
Because it's just like, they got it right, but they got it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like they're believing in the right things, but they just, like, I don't know. Christians, like, especially, like.
Yeah.
I think everybody should just be allowed to, like, live their life. Without judgment, you know, as long as they're not harming other people.
Yeah.
You know, and they're making, like, people try to make a difference in the world because it's our duty while living on this earth to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, especially if we're going to sit here and overpopulate, you know.
Yeah, I don't really judge. I don't judge. I try not to, anyway.
Yeah.
I try to give people, you know, chance.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. You never should be, like, judging people just, like, how they look or, like, what you hear from other people. You know, you should always, like, if presented, like, you don't have to go out of your way and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just, like, if it's presented.
Like, yeah, like, hey, you know, and then, you know, say, oh, hi. You just talk to the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Coffee. Yeah, so spiritual. There's times where I'm just sitting out here by myself, doing exactly this, just looking out.
Yeah. Whenever, like, I go to a river or anything like that, like, I just sit by myself for at least part of it.
Yeah.
I just, like, listen to everything and, like, take it in. Because it's just, like, you don't really get the chance. Because everybody's just, like, on the go all the time. Like, no one ever wants to just go and sit.
Yeah. I'm always on the go.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, like, nowadays you can't. Just like,
that's why I like,
survive. It's all about survival.
I think having something like this to come to is like mandatory for a good, healthy mindset.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know,
Because if it's just based on, like, what the world is based on right now, mm-hmm. it'd be all technology.
Yeah.
And, like, unrealistic.
Yeah.
You know,
things. I kind of steer clear of the bullshit online, you know. I try not to interact too much. But when I do, it's mostly when I'm posting, you know, like podcasts and shit nowadays. And I mean, yeah. I go on Twitter every once in a while, just check it out. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I like to look at funny videos and stuff like that.
Me too.
Especially because my little sister, that's like basically all she does. So like, I want to at least like have something to talk
right.
about, you know? Like,
yeah. Because so, like, I don't know what the hell is going on most of the time.
I know. They have, I can't
keep it up. Moves so fast too.
I cannot keep up.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can't keep up, so I'm like, why? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, so I just, like, remember, like, there's just, like, if a specific, like, meme.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. She, like, knows everything. So if I find something that I like, and I think it's funny, like, odds are, like, she's seen it already. So, like, she's like, oh, yeah, I've seen that one, too. And then she'll, like, look at this one and remind me of this one. I'm like,
yeah, it's you go sad, back. But yeah. That's
how... We bond, but like...
We bond with memes.
Literally. There's nothing else I, like, really can talk to her about. Because she's just a teenager, you know? And I, like, just got out of that, like, mentality, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying... Like, we're on different, like...
Level. Frequencies.
Yeah. And that's fine, because, like, who is gonna get along with their 14-year-old sister all the time? No one... No one can get along with a 14-year-old all the time. That's what I just, if I have kids, I am not, I can't, hopefully I don't have a girl. Manifest that.
You don't want a girl?
I don't want a girl. No.
No?
I can't deal with it.
What, you think a boy would be easier?
Not necessarily easier, but more tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I
don't know. I just
they
don't
get
know.
Into the same shit, but they don't
worry you as much.
No, not because no one's like safe nowadays. Like no one, you know. Like yeah. Everybody hates everybody, and it's just like I don't
know. I know. I don't know why. Yeah. Like everyone, like the people that don't like other people. I'm like, what?
How? It's like you don't like. A specific person, but you just don't like just because you don't like agree on things doesn't mean you have to like not like them, you know?
Yeah,
it's just like
that's how they're living their life,
like,
yeah.
Like, them and stuff like that, then don't, and like nothing needs to be like said about it, you know?
Yeah, just like mind yourself, just like, mind yourself,
just another human being in the world, like respect to you for doing your
thing. Yeah,
that's all you can really do. Yeah.
Like, I do myself, like, I'm too busy focused on what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Why do I have to be so angry and mad about what you're doing?
Yeah.
It takes away from your progress if you're doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, just like that dude on Upchurch's video, that fucking dude.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's so, yeah.
He gives me the creeps, kind of. Yeah. Honestly, the way he...
Like a thinner like, Larry?
Yeah. He just, like, I don't know. He looks like... I don't know. He just gave me the heebie-jeebies watching that.
Yeah.
It's, like, weird he would sit there and make that. And honestly, it's weird that the other guy would sit there and, like, hear that, too. I'm gonna say that, too. Like, sit there and make a video about it.
Well... He was using it to make comedic content. That's because he's a comedian, too. He's not just a musician. That's the reason why he did that.
Oh,
yeah. And he wants to call... And he wants to clearly straightened some shit out, or with that bullshit that he was calling out at the end about blah blah and all that shit.
What's blah blah?
It's a song.
Oh, I thought he was like not wanting to explain that far.
So he was like, oh, then if that's the case, I'll write the fucking check, and then you know what? Delete, because yeah. He can. It's his shit.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just funny how he went about it.
He went about it, yeah, and he broke him down pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
He did.
The beginning of it, I was so confused.
I know you were, because he didn't know what the fuck he was about to do and what was happening.
Yeah, I was like, is he going to sit here this whole time and just do this? Like, confused, and then, because, like, randomly, it would be, what's his name? Nathan?
Nate Upchurch?
Is that what?
Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan. He's putting that in there, the little clip, Ryan, or whatever. So I was like, what the fuck is that? And he said that's from one of his old videos, and I thought you were saying that was him. I was like, that's not him.
No. Like, that no, that's Lacquer Thinner Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I was so confused.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I've been watching Upchurch for a while do these videos about this guy. Because this guy keeps, like, he started it. That was the thing. He just came out with this video.
He started it.
Pretty sure that he did. Something about, you know, spitting on a girl or some shit. But Upchurch didn't spit on no girl. And something about a t-shirt. Oh, he burnt his t-shirt. His dad's or grandpa's t-shirt or something. Some shit. I don't know the full story.
Yeah, he's just... It's just, I think... Because he is a comedian.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Slash musician.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But, like, for him to make those videos... It's just, like, I don't know.
You don't agree with it?
No, not really. Like, what? How he... Just... He should have just, like... If anything, he was like... Hey, like, wrote a letter or, like, something. Like, even gave him a call, just, like, personally. Just, like, hey, I don't appreciate you saying that about me. That's not true. I can do this. Rather than, but, like, at the same time, he's, like, whatever, a comedian.
Yeah.
So, like, he wants to use that and, like, gives him more clout. But.
Gives him more clout.
It just... He just looks stupid for doing it.
You think so?
To me. Just like how he went about it. I've never seen a video like that, honestly. Like, I was like, what the fuck? But I don't know.
Well, in a way, he was kind of defending himself, too.
He was defending himself. I'm not disagreeing with that. Because, like, that's serious allegations. Like, saying that he put a hit out on him.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's serious allegations. And he, like, made it into, like, a joke, which is his thing.
Well, he put it in the public side, too, and saying, look at this, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Can't you, like, go to, like, court about that, though, too? For, like, tarnishing, like, a reputation or something like that?
No, because
I swear to God, there's something.
Like not that. If you no, not if he put, because that video that
No, I'm talking about Upchurch going for him.
Oh,
because he's saying that's like serious allegations.
No, because you know why? Before Upchurch even made that video was up in the public's eye. Anyone could have seen that video.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like he was in the wrong. Like, he's tarnishing Upchurch's reputation.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know? Because he's, like, has this thing.
Yeah.
He's a well-known person, and for him to, like, do that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's, like, I swear I've heard something like that. Like, he can... But he doesn't, like, really seem like the person to do that. obviously.
Yeah. He's not an idiot. He's smart as fuck. I mean, there's a reason why he's so successful. It's because he's smart as fuck and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's, I like that. He's just funny.
But he's also, but the thing is, he's also nice too. He's a real dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's, but he's not gonna let someone fucking just do that to him.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, and that's...
Yeah, but other people, yeah. But like I said, you do you.
But he's also, but he's, you know, he's taking advantage of it to create content.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Clap. I mean, clap.
Clap.
Yeah, he's gonna get that fucking four-wheeler with the decals of that dude's face. That's fucking funny.
I wonder what face, how, like, how he's gonna make it.
I know, which face? It's probably gonna be the Ryan.
That's all funny. Yeah. Oh, freaking. Yeah. Crazy video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just more harsh with his words, I guess. I don't know. Not harsh, but more, like, real. Like, I don't get, like, in your face.
He's talking about how he's, like, in a landfill or something like that.
What?
With the fly, like, a field with the fly going around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like going up your nose, out your ear. Or some shit in your ear. Yeah, that was funny. Drumsticking looking ass. Or drumsticking?
Drumstick.
Drumstick looking
ass. That was funny. The little thing on the tip of it. You just imagine a drumstick and then standing up.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was funny. It was entertaining, that was for sure. But I was also at the same time I think that person really has some issues. It's kind of concerning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know that for a fact, because if he's that old making all those type of videos, like,
his mental status is not there. Clearly. And that's, you know, yeah.
He seems...
But like, yeah, but the thing is,
or anything, he seems like the type of guy to like go and shoot up a place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's scary. It seems kind of scary because like he seems like he has like no life and like not a lot of friends. Like honestly, because he was talking about like his internet friends. And stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just sitting there, like, making a video like that at that age. Like, I could...
Yeah.
It just seems like... And, like, he seems like he holds, like, grudges or something. You know, like, he thinks about things too much.
Yeah.
So if, like, someone was to, like, bump into him or something, he'd be like, oh, he'd, like...
Yeah.
Go after him, like...
Yeah, it's kind of concerning. I thought so. I thought about it a few videos ago. I was like, man, this guy. He, yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. It sucks because you know that he's not the only one out there like that.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know? There's people out there that are like, not to, you know, I'm not to talk down to them.
Oh, no, you know, it's true, because, like, there are people that need, like, mental health needs to be a bigger discussion, because, like, that's where it all starts, is, like, you know, like, I think people need to freaking actually pay attention to other people.
Yeah.
Like, and read people, you know, like, if you see someone, like, people see, like, someone crying, like, on a street corner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just because they're, like, I don't know. They just won't, they'll walk past. They won't even say anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how the fuck can you go past someone that's, like, distraught like that? Like, in public, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That takes a special kind of distraught to do that in public.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, like, go and, like, go home and, like, wait until you go home and, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, because I see that all up and down. I've been up to, like, multiple people, like, talking to them, like, on a street corner. Because I'm not one to just, like, walk past that.
Yeah.
Like, what if, like, something happens to you, you know?
Yeah. Like, you would want someone to care, like, enough to ask.
Like, hey, what's going on? Like, is there anything I can do? Mm. Like, even if they're a freaking stranger, like, freaking...
Any kind of...
Help each other out. Like, we're all...
Yeah. We're all in this together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Honestly, we are. We're just too fucking, like, caught up in
what we're doing in ourselves.
Well, we're too caught up in, the, like, the world, on a world fucking scale, globally. Everyone's caught up in the politics and shit, and the borders, when the imaginary shit. Sit down, sweetie.
I'll make breakfast.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Love you. But, like, the borders and shit. Like, we're all humans. Why do we have to have, like, borders? Why can't we just, like, know that we exist on this planet and know that we're probably not the only ones in this universe? It kind of just collectively work together.
Because everybody raises their kids so sheltered. I feel like it's up to your, like, people as parents to, like, raise their kids and let them, like, obviously, because no one else is going to do it, you know? Like, you need to, like, teach them that there's, like, world problems and, you know, like, because
this is how the world is, but this is how the world could be.
And it's happening within, because, like, they need to teach them about bullying.
Yeah.
Like, what the bad, like, the bad things that happen with it.
Yeah.
You know, because that, like, can cause mental health, and then, like, mental health problems and, like, school shootings, and then they're, like, go to school shootings, like, freaking...
Yeah.
There's, like, big...
Show them what can happen, yeah.
You know, like,
show them what... Show,
like, little by little, like, as they get older. So,
right.
Like, start with the bullying, and then, like, school shooting, like, you can go into, like, there's...
And we have... You know what? And we have plenty of fucking shit to point out.
Yeah. Like, but do it in, like, not so vulgar way, but, like, tell them there's, like, bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not bad people, just, like, there's broken people in this world. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think, like, I don't know. There is bad people, like, really bad people, like, serial killers and shit. But, like, they start off as, like, kids too. And, like, freaking parents kind of, like, turn a blind eye to, like, little, like, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they show.
Yeah.
Growing up, but they're like, oh, my kid can never do that, you know? And then it gets to a point where it's too late, you know?
Yeah. That's why when it first happens, you nip it in the fucking butt right then and there. You find a way,
like,
to stop it right then and there.
Exactly. But, like, no one wants
stop,
to believe.
You gotta stop that behavior.
That's why there's so many bad people in the world, is because...
Bad parenting?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, freaking... You need to pay attention to your kids and not what your kids should be. You know?
Yeah.
Pay attention to what is. Like, there's gonna be... awesome children that it's no easy breezy, like, you know, raising them to, like, have, like, good morals out of nowhere, and, you know, like,
yeah,
they just think that way, and then there's other kids that don't, and there's like in betweens, you know, like not every kid is.
You know,
same.
It's like a cycle though too, because of the bad parenting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then some people break the cycle though.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely, I want to do that for my family for sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I think I'm gonna, because I'm very like aware.
Right.
Of things, you know, I've been through like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, that helped me grow into like a good person, and like I have realistic expectations
mm-hmm.
from people and the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I. You're so cute.
You can read people.
Yeah, and I can.
Because
I know
seen,
how to communicate.
Yeah.
Most, you know, like, it took me a while to get to this point. Like, honestly. It
is. Yeah.
But, like, I'm happy, like, with, like,
writing. Well, you, yeah, you picked it up quicker than I did.
I'm thankful. Because,
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
Right?
Like, I'm not like one of those fucking girls that sit there like, oh, I got my shit together. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I want to have like a family.
Yeah.
And like, I really want to be able to be like a good parent and like teach them things that other people can't teach them, you know? Because a lot of parents nowadays base their children's education and progress on their teachers and school and stuff like that.
Mm.
Like nowadays, because there's like all the parents like are lazy.
Yeah.
They don't. It's like, I don't know.
Americans are becoming lazy.
Yeah. For sure.
There's a lot of lazy people out there.
Yeah. I'm a lazy person. Like, honestly. Like, I'm still working on getting, like, you know.
You gotta find that drive.
Just recently, I've been, like, getting up. Like, I apply for jobs, like, every single day. Like, since I don't have a job.
It's, like...
But, like, that's what I was
it
saying.
It becomes
like,
easier the more and more you do it, too. Because it's, like, when you just think about something that you want to do and to get further in life, and you gotta do it, you just gotta think... All right, all I have to do is take that first step towards it, and then just your body goes and does it. It's like a vessel. You just control.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Exactly.
It's like a car. Just control it, you know? You decide where it goes and what it does.
Yeah. Some people, it's like, well, for me, it's hard to, like, think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, like, when, like, how my mental state is, like, mm-hmm. for a while, it was, like, holding me back on doing, because, like, I didn't think that I had it in me to do anything. I didn't think that I deserved, like, to do anything like that, because there's so many people telling me otherwise, you know?
Fuck what they think.
Yeah, I know. But when you're
growing
up
and
you're,
yeah.
like, had that your whole entire life, it's just, like, installed in you. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so you don't really, like, have the motivation to go and do it. Cause
you're
all
right.
All you have on your mind is, like, failure.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be, like, another failure at something that, especially that you actually wanted, you know?
Yeah, and you had to break that mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cause that's...
Because, like, the only thing that broke it was me getting that job, honestly.
Getting
that one job that I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought I had it all together and shit, like, freaking
shit happens.
And then it was freaking literally like that. It just got taken away, and I was like, fuck. Because I was fucking it off, too, like, when I was, like, working there. Like, I was, not my job, but, like, my money.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, like, I was fucking smart enough to save for a fucking car and, like, everything
yeah.
out of it. But, like, fucking, I should have, like, gone out of that freaking house.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, like, I don't know. When I, like, because I didn't have a car, so I knew I had to get a car first before moving, because it was, like, in Duval.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't, like, the part that it was, like, in between. And there's no bus that went there. And it was, like, on, like, the highway. It's right on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right on the highway. You have to cross the street, like, on the highway to get to the barn. Yeah, it was a little scary. Especially when it was snowing.
Yeah.
But, so I couldn't get there. And, like, Angel, she would be like, so how are you going to get there, blah, 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 like, the bus. And then she says, sometimes I can pick you up. I'm like, well, what about the other times, you know? Like, that's kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, like, take an Uber and everything like that. But, like, Ubers, they usually don't, especially on that highway, because that's, like, the highway of death or something like that.
Which highway?
It's, you know, going through Monroe.
Highway 2?
Yeah, I think it's Highway
2. Oh, it might be because, you know, all those signs that say how many, you see that sign going how into Monroe? Days? Like, how many days?
Yeah.
It's like, they're counting down the days.
They're counting up. It's how many days it's been since.
Yeah, sorry, they're counting up the days.
No fucking way. If someone saw that, it's like, holy shit, is shit gonna blow up or something?
That's funny.
Yeah. No. But, like, a lot of the time, and I, like, when I had that job, they're, like, super, like, oh, it's fine, you don't have to, like, it's, but, you know, like, we had days off when it was snowing and everything, because it was bad, but freaking, if I was to, like, go on a day that they needed me there, like, they, like, how I got my job is I was supposed to be, like, cleaning. That's what I was doing, because I was a housekeeper. Like, I freaking went and cleaned houses and stuff like that. And this guy, he ended up taking a two-week vacation. And I took a computer class at Everett Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And, like, he just, like, up and left. And so I literally came the right fucking time, because they're like, do you know anything, like, about computers or anything like that? And I was like, yeah.
See how that shit works out like that?
Yeah. And then he came back and he didn't have the job anymore. It was so, I didn't know, like, that's how it happened. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't, like, really in the loop.
Right.
You know, like, he just asked me the question, like, oh, do you know anything? I didn't know the extra stuff until he came back.
Well, that, you see, that's, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, and then, like, he was, like, trimming and everything, and, like, then he just got fired. Because he brought, like, another dude with him to, like, work, because that's what people just do, supposedly. They just bring people. But freaking, he sucked. Like, he wasn't trimming, like, fast. They were, like, because it got to the point where, like, he's like, okay, well, I'm going to start paying you per pound instead of, like, paying by the hour. Because he was taking so long.
Oh, shit.
And then, he would, like, his friend, the one that took the job, he freaking would just take his weed and put it in his bag. So he would be able to get, like, the quota. And, word got around.
Word got around.
And freaking, there's only, like, freaking 8 of us that work.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, it's a family business.
Yeah.
So, he, like, fired him, and then Eric got fired, the one that I took his job.
Wow.
And then this kid that I was working with,
yeah,
he was working with us. It was just us three at that point, and then the son and the friend.
Yeah.
But it was just us three, and then he just brought in the guy, and then they fucked up the grill room, and they got fired. And since they got fired, and freaking his son was, like, really lazy about it, like,
yeah,
we got fired. Because, like, the computer already got shut down. And then, because, like,
computer shut it down.
Yeah. And then freaking, we only had trimming and everything. Because, like, he didn't, like, really tell us, like, how to grow yet. Because he was, like, focusing on the construction part. And then
he's trying to do
that, just, like,
too many things at once.
Shit. Yeah, like, already, like, they're already shit, but then they're, like, there's they're saying that they're checking out more than less than they really were. Mm. I mean, more than they really were.
Mm.
And they wouldn't even, like, do all the proper, like, because when it'd come out, it'd just be terrible. Like, there'd be no big buds. Like, only the tip.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then we just got shut down. Like, we just finished, like, trimming. And then we, like, he said, okay, well, I'll text you next time, like, we need you. And then he texted us, and it's like, oh, we don't, like, we're not doing it anymore. Like, so we had our last day without even knowing it was our last day.
Dang.
Yeah. It was a good pay, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's what made me able to get a car, because I used so much of my savings.
That's good.
Yeah.
No,
I'm happy I have a car.
Good. Now you just need to get your license, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I got my car first and then my license.
That's fine. Well, like, if you have your own car, too, you don't have to pay that. You have to use their car.
Yeah.
Because mine's, like, good. Like, there's no cracks in the windshield or anything like that. Like, everything's good. So I can... I'm pretty sure it has to be, like, to a certain standard, doesn't it, to use it?
Yeah, yours is in good condition, so.
I'm nervous, though.
Why are you nervous?
Because I have testers in my, like, honestly, I do. But, like, I feel like I'll do fine. It's just nervousness, but, I know I'll pass it. Manifest, I'll know.
You wanna...
I know I'll pass it.
I passed the written on my third try, but I got 100% on my third try. And then I passed my driven test my first time. I took it, but barely. I got like, you needed like an 80 or more to pass. I got like an 83.
Nice.
And the night before, I was drinking hella. I was hungover, taking my test.
Oh my god! This is one and of they took,
yeah.
Oh,
and I passed. And the lady took my picture, and she's like, "How do you like this one?" She turned around, and I looked. I was like, "Nah." She's like, "Yeah, you look hungover in that one." Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah. I will never smoke and drive, though.
Yeah.
I'm too ditzy. Sober.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget. I'm so nervous. Honestly, I keep saying that it's other people's driving. I am nervous for other people driving, but I'm nervous for mine, too. Like, I know all the rules. Like, I know I'm a good driver because I drove before. Mm-hmm. But, like...
Just whatever you do... Always look over your shoulder. Don't just trust your mirror. Always look behind you.
Yeah.
When you're about to switch a lane. Because when I first started driving, I was looking over my shoulder. I would just look in the mirror and think I was okay. And then I'd start going over and then honk. I'm like, oh, dang, right there.
Spot.
Yeah. Always check your blind spot. Always, always check your blind spot. Yeah. Always.
I'm so nervous to go on, like, highways and stuff. Like, I don't even know if I'll ever go to Seattle.
You will.
I don't know. Maybe if I have someone in the
car. You just need someone in the car with you. In the passenger seat when you're driving on the freeway. Helping you out. That's all. That's what they do in driver's head.
Ever. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Because then they can just not tell me. They can look first.
That's what I'm saying. They'll look for you.
And then I'll look too.
Yeah.
So I can feel comfortable to do that.
Right.
So they can look ahead. So I can get used to like looking and like
right.
doing that.
Because they would be looking for you too and let you know.
So it's like a double check.
Yeah. So that way you can keep your eyes on the road while they're checking. You can get used to taking your eyes off for a quick second. Make sure before you take your eyes off the road, make sure there's plenty of space between you and the car in front of you. That way, if they hit the brakes, and you look back, you're not going to hit them because you got plenty of space to slow down when you see the brake lights. And always, you apply the brakes when you see the brake lights. Always apply the brakes when you see the brake lights. Because that means the person in front of you is slowing down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Some people don't do that.
Yeah, I know. I always like a pretty good distance, too.
Yes, and the surprising thing is, when you're in traffic and you give yourself distance, because there's literally a wall of cars in front of you, where are you going to go?
Yeah, there's going to be a car that goes in front of you.
Go around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just let them do it. And they and it's funny, they think you're the problem, but in reality, you can't. No one's really the problem. There's just too many cars on the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
It's just it's a wall of fucking metal all the way down the freeway, and people are trying to get through it.
Yeah.
But they're adding to the wall, and so I'm just kicking back because I can't get past it.
Yeah.
So just go with the flow of the traffic, and my idea is to never stop moving, because if I keep moving, that means I'm going somewhere, you know. I don't like to be stopped in traffic, so that's why I also like to give myself that distance, kind of keep going with the flow, and it picks up, and you never stop. You never really stop when you drive like that in traffic, in bumper to bumper traffic, unless it's like literally stopped and they're almost moving, obviously.
Yeah, I know, because it's you.
Yeah, you're creating your
because you kind of create. They're not. You have to go with how fast they're going.
Yeah,
you're gonna keep on going and your brakes.
Yeah, going. Yeah, exactly. People
and they're slowly moving, but you're just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, that's how I drive. And it creates your own traffic. Yeah. Like, it's like you're in control of your traffic.
Yeah, and that's how, you create fender benders if you don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know. I think I'd be more comfortable driving in traffic, honestly.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not going so fast on the day, and I know I can't get over. So I'm set.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gives me an excuse to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And just try to find my way around it or something. I feel like I'll be fine driving at night.
Yeah.
Because then, or like, when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
I'll just, and there's only a few cars.
Night driving is different, though.
Yeah, I know. I know that for a fact. Because then you're just, everybody's just going way faster than they're supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm.
But are you supposed to do that or no? I don't think so.
No, so just go the speed limit.
I know. But I'm thinking about everybody else just like.
Let's do 80!
Right.
So, you know, some people do over 100.
I think I'm even a dash cam too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way. I want one for sure. Amazon. They'll hook it up.
I have Amazon Prime.
Oh, they'll hook it up.
I want to see how much it is.
Should we go see what Kaylee's up to?
Yes.
All right.